Hello and welcome to the Parish Podcast. The sermon you're about to hear was delivered at the parish in Alpharetta, Georgia, and is meant to be heard within the context of our local church community. So if you've never been to the parish, you're missing a really big piece of the puzzle. We'd love to welcome you to join us anytime, and you can find more information or contact us by visiting our website at parishanglican.org.
What does it really mean to hear from God? What does that mean in a practical way? I love that. Practical, nuts and bolts kind of way. That's where we're going. And but let's turn to Him first, if we may, just in prayer. Well, good morning, Father. That's such a neat thing to be able to do, Lord, is just to say good morning to you. And in our hearts, in this very moment, each of our hearts, we just want to say good morning to our living Father. Jesus, we just ask that just as the words of the song are so true, that we just open our hearts to you and what you have for us. We want to hear from you. We want to learn how to hear from you. We want to learn how to live our life in your presence. And we give you permission for that. We just thank you. And Jesus, as you're present before us, our living Savior and our friend, we pray all this in your amazing name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to start off with a scripture verse. We're going to go to God's Word, if we could put that up, guys. And this is John 17:3. And what this is Jesus' prayer for the disciples and believers. And it's Jesus' prayer of 2,000 years ago for every person in this room. He prayed this 2,000 years ago, knowing that we would be here. And here's what it is. It's now this is eternal life. Now, I don't know about you all, but when something starts off with this is eternal life, it's like, ooh, better pay attention. He's about to give us the answer to the key to eternal life right here in this one scripture verse. He goes on to say, and he says, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. Jesus says that they know you, Father. That's what eternal life is about, that they know you and they know me. And that word know in Greek, you know what that means in Greek? It means to know intimately. To know experientially, to know the person of our Heavenly Father, to know the person of Jesus intimately. That's what he's saying. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. This just, you know, we just kind of stumbled across this, right? God brought it to us recently. And he says, this is it, that Jesus praying for us in this room right now that we would know our Father personally. You know, that's a wow. And I don't know about you, but there are many days when I'm like, Lord, I want that, but how do you do that? You know what I mean? Like, how do you do that? How do you come to know the person of Jesus? You know, if we ask that to ourselves right now, it's like, how, and we're just going to open this up. This is informal, right? Eddie, we can do this, right? Like, how, when you come to know somebody personally and experiential, how do you do it? Anybody? How do we do this? How do we come to know someone well? Anybody? Just spend time with them, right? Of course. What are some other ways? Think about your own life. Sorry? Walk, listen.
Ask questions.
Be curious. Yeah. What are a few others? That's not it. There are more. What are some others? Sorry? Be vulnerable. That's a big one. Yeah. 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 Let them in, right? Let them in. Get still. Yeah. So why does Jesus want us to know God? Why does he want that for us? You know, I know it's like he wants eternal life, but why does he want eternal life with you and me? Why does he want that? Anybody, why do you think he wants that? Because he loves us. Can we just stop in that for a minute? We're doing a series on the presence of God and what that looks like and why that's important. And the reason for it, the why behind it, is because he loves each of us in this room. That's the big why. And he wants it to move from an understanding theologically to a knowing that he really does love every single person, every son and daughter in this room right now. That's what he wants. Is there anybody that doesn't want that in the room? That would be, yes, wants it, right? I just hope we can hear that. That we can hear that, exactly what you just said, Sarah. That we can come to know his love. And that we just say, Lord, we don't know how to do that, but we say yes. I say yes to that. Don't know how to do it, but I say yes. Jesus, if we put the second scripture verse up, please. And many of you have heard this. You know, my sheep listen to my voice. And it's just like we just discussed, listening to a person that you're coming to know. And what is the next? What does it say next? What does Jesus say next? Interesting. The very thing that he prayed for us in John 17, he is saying, you know my Father, you know me intimately, and I know you. And then what happens? What do we do then? We follow him. We follow him. It's all tied together. In the knowing of his love, in the knowing of him. Does that make sense? So here's a question. How many, we got a lot. How many parents do we have here? Lots, okay, so we have kids. And we have those of us that don't have parents, just imagine, if you would, your closest friend. So Kendall and Naomi, just imagine one another here as we do this. Imagine what it would be like for you if in that relationship with your children or with your spouse or with your closest friend, if all you could ever do was read about them. That you, to come to know them, the only way you could do that was just to read about them. And the same for them. That your children couldn't talk to you, but they could read about you. Or your friend. Imagine what your relationship would be like. Now, there's nothing bad about reading about. In fact, it's really a good thing to be reading about somebody we want to come to know. But our Father wants more than that. He wants us to not only read his word, he wants us to know him, the author, personally. That's what he wants for us. He wants us to know him. Amen? Yeah. So, as we move into this, and we're going to have an experience here in just a minute, we're just going to back up just a moment. We're going to talk about what are the different ways that God, this is getting practical now, okay? What are the ways that God spoke to his children in the Bible? Just anybody, please. What are some of the ways? Anybody?
Dreams.
Prophets.
Miracles.
Audibly.
Donkeys,
fishes, bushes, yeah, rocks, yeah.
Pictures and visions.
What are some others?
Other people.
Other people, absolutely, absolutely. Still small voice. What are some others? Any others?
Lightning.
Circumstances, yeah. Many ways, right? I was praying about this a few years ago, and I was asking God, like, what are all the ways, Lord? And I, this is the absolute truth. It was almost like, you know, this thought came in. It was like, I speak to my children who I love any way I want. It's infinite, the ways that he'll speak to us. And the question is, are we open to that? It's not whether he does. It's just whether we're open to all the ways that he spoke to his children, because today it's not any different. He speaks to us in an infinite number of ways, and it's very personal for each one of us in this room. It's very personal. So we're just going to spend a couple of minutes talking about just a few of the ways, just to kind of break this down. And many of us in the room are probably sitting here, it's like, well, I really want to hear from God, but I really don't know how. Or, you know, Eddie, you talked last week about some of the things that keep us from it. But if we talk about the different ways, I think we'll be surprised to find that we're hearing from God all the time. We're just not aware of it. So here's an example. We know that one of the primary ways that God speaks to us, and the first way he speaks to us, is through his word, right? We know that. We know the truth of that it's here. I had a mentor of mine a few years back asked me a question, and I had no answer for it. He said, Larry, he was helping me with digging into the word, and he said, when you read the Bible, do you read it asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the truth so that you're not relying on your own understanding and interpretation of it? And I was like, I never had anybody ask me that question, and I didn't know the answer to it. Well, I knew the answer to it. The answer was no, I don't. I don't pray for the Holy Spirit, no. I didn't know that you could do that. Didn't know you could do it. That we can pray for God to reveal the truth of his word to us. That's all we have to do is ask. So here's an example of it. Have you ever been reading the word and had something in scripture jump out and just go right in? Has anybody had that experience that before? Where it just comes off the page and it goes right in. Almost bypasses our mind sometimes. You know, it goes right in. If you've had that happen to you, then you have experienced the Holy Spirit bringing revelation to the Word of God, if that's happened to you. If you haven't, it's okay. We can pray for that. But if you have had that, it's an example of God's revelation of his Word through the Holy Spirit. Have you ever been in a situation, could be challenging, could be whatever, and all of a sudden, Scripture will come to mind? Have you ever had that happen? And we think, wow, I've got a great memory. I remembered that, you know, and I've studied it and memorized the Old and the New Testament. And it's like, and God's saying, really? It might be me guiding you. So if you've ever had that happen, just be aware that there's a really good chance that that is literally God guiding you by bringing into, as Jesus said, by bringing into remembrance all that I have taught you. Okay? So Scripture is certainly one way. Another way that he does is through our thought life. Through our thought life. And here, we talked, you know, somebody mentioned this. A lot of times God will speak to us through our thoughts. And we're waiting on James Earl Jones, right? We're waiting for the audible voice, because if that audible voice comes, we just follow it, right? That's what we're waiting on. And that happens to some people. It's rare, never happened to me, but I know people, including I'm married to one, that's happened to, where God will speak audibly, but it's unusual. But he will speak in our thought life all the time. And the reason that we don't recognize it most of the time is because it's in our own voice. So have you ever had this happen? Have you ever had, whatever the situation might be, have you ever had out of nowhere, a thought will come in that will be exactly what you need in the moment? for whatever the circumstance is. You ever had that happen? And what do we normally do? Wow, what a great idea, you know? And again, our Father's saying, oh, no, he's not doing that. He's always encouraging us. But in most cases, if the motive of that thought is in pure love, in many cases, that's going to be the Holy Spirit bringing that thought to us. We know the truth of the opposite side of that. We know that our mind is also where the battleground is. And we're well of the condemning thoughts that are from the evil one. That we know, right? We know how real that is. And God's saying, I want you to know how real my Holy Spirit in your thought life is. Because it's that has power over those thoughts that are coming into your mind that are not of me. So our thought life is a big one. Another one is I think Jody mentioned it, is that he'll speak to us in pictures. There's some people in the room who are more thought-centered, and then there are people in the room that are more visual. And some of you, if we talked about it and had time, you would share that, you know, a lot of times when I pray, I'll see pictures. You know, I'll be praying about whatever, and somebody's face will come. You'll remember a person. And be aware that in many cases, that's the Holy Spirit bringing somebody to mind for you to pray for them. But we don't connect it. We don't always connect it. So some of us are visual. And it's okay. God has made you visual. There, you know, if we had time, we could talk about the people in the Bible that were given that. Another way that he'll speak to us, we say speak and hear, and it's really not that. It is that, but it's so much more than that. And another way that he does it is through our felt sense. Through our felt sense, kinesthetically. And so just a very easy way to get connected to this is the fruits of the Spirit. So what are the fruits of the Spirit? Anybody? Let's just list a few of them off. Sorry? Love. What are some others? Peace. Joy. Sorry?
Gentleness,
self-control, patience. Okay, so let's check this out. So those words, love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, oftentimes, if not almost always, are a felt sense. They're a felt sense. So have you ever had a situation, difficult circumstance in your life when you've been praying and you don't know what to do, and you're praying, God, please show me the way, and then a peace will fall on you? Have you ever had that happen? Just a peace comes, and you just kind of know that this is the direction to go in? Guess where that's coming from? It is the peace of God that's showing us and guiding us. It's his living presence that is showing us the way. The same thing with joy. The same thing with patience. Have you ever had patience with your children? It's like, where is this coming from? You know? And he'll fill us with his patience. It's amazing. So we say, well, I really don't hear from God, and I really don't know what it means to walk in his presence. And like, yes, we do. We do. We do. We need to learn more, but we do know. We're already in it. Really. And we need to help one another grow in this. And really be more and more aware of what he's showing us and how he's guiding us. There are many other ways. You know, there's music. Some of us are moved deeply by the presence of God through music. Some of us, it's nature. It's diverse. It's as many ways as he can communicate to us. That's how he does it. And he wants us to be able to hear from him. Why does he want us to hear from him? What did we say earlier? Why? Because he loves us. So, we're going to, in a moment, we're going to take a couple of questions. We're going to have a quiet time. If you were here last week, Eddie did, I think, a 1 minute, 60-second quiet time. We're going to do a little bit longer than that this morning. And we're going to go to God, and we're going to ask him a couple questions, which we'll show you in a minute here. And it's an invitation for all of us in the room. It's just an invitation. Before we do that, Jesus said that when two or more are gathered in my presence or in my name, I am what? Anybody know the scripture? I am in your midst. Two or more, gathered in my name, I am in your midst. And what that means is he's here. The living God, our Father, our Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is here. It's not a matter of whether he's here or not. It's only a matter of whether we're aware of it. He says, if we gather in his name, he's here. And so we want to be more aware of it. Anybody want to be more aware? We don't have to know how to do this. We're going to take, you know, about 4 or 5 minutes and of quiet and ask a couple of questions. And we'll, if we could, can we put them both up, Andrew? This is you to him. This is just you asking him, Heavenly Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, what do I mean to you? From your heart to his. What do I mean to you? God, why do you love me? I don't know if you've ever asked that question before. Why do you love me? And we're just going to go in faith, a childlike faith, to say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. If he leads you to a different question, go there. Whatever is really on your heart, just go there with him. And then just rest. It's like we don't have to do anything in this time but just rest and see what happens. And we may come out of this and you may not get anything, but a time to have rest, to have not had to do anything or think about anything, just be. And that may be what he wants for you. And that's okay. Does that make sense? It's just us with him. So let's pray and we'll, we have cards under the chairs, and as something comes to you, just feel free to write it down so that you can keep it with you, take it with you. We don't want to forget what he shares with us, what he shows us, okay? So let's pray and then we'll just have this time of silence and... Father God, it's so hard because we don't really know how to do this, and your whole point to us is that we don't know how, and in fact we can't even do it, that you're the one that just speaks words of life over us. And so Lord, we just come with open hearts, open minds, and we just come to rest with you and ask you these questions. And in great faith, Lord, we know that whatever we need, that you'll provide. And we just thank you. We pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.